like start since it's
okay. It's recording. All right, we're good.
Yay!
There.
Have fun. Ryan.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome.
All right, we're ready.
Feels accomplished.
Okay, now I need to untangle my headphones.
Shut them so many
times.
He smells like pierogies.
Why'd you mute them again?
Because we're talking about him on air.
Did you say he smells like pierogies?
Yeah. He smells like pierogies.
He did, yeah.
So now we just have dead air. Hold on. I'm gonna...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm muted.
Burn up.
You can't hear me.
Hot dog talk.
Your mic's muted.
I think you heard me.
All right, we ready? Guys, we ready?
Sure.
Okay, come on, Jocelyn.
Just unmute them!
Alright, fine. Get going. Alright, here we go.
Making us late over here.
Hello, and welcome back to Fridays with Ian. I am Jim, and I will be producing this episode.
This is weird. You're not Morgan.
I'm not Morgan.
What the?
So, how's everyone doing?
Great.
Great, let's get it going.
Great.
This
is Brandon again.
Hi.
BB.
The background music is More Than a Feeling by Boston.
Oh, God.
How did you want to start the show, buddy?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
So I
hot
found
dogs.
This on the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It says the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council has do's and don'ts when eating and preparing a hot dog.
Oh, wow, really?
A hot dog.
Okay. A hot
keep
dog.
Reading.
We'll
I'm
read
interested.
Each one, we'll talk about it, we'll analyze it, and then we'll move on.
Okay, all right, good. Sounds
okay.
Good.
And actually, this article started off with, just as Merlot is a no-no with chicken, and using your fingers to eat asparagus spears is perfectly fine, there's a certain etiquette when it comes to hot dogs.
Oh, really? Is there?
You ever drink Merlot with chicken? Apparently you
can't
do
can't
it.
I can't say I have.
And I've never eaten asparagus with my finger.
I don't actually like asparagus.
I like it too.
It's all right.
All right.
It's not great. Okay, don't. The first one, don't put hot dog toppings between the hot dog and the bun. Dress the dog, not the
dress
bread.
The dog.
Wow. Okay,
not
that's
the bread.
Wow. That's
I do that though.
But I do that. Yeah, that's
you
wrong.
You dress your dog?
I don't put anything on my hot dog.
You put ketchup on
your
hot
wait,
dog?
You don't not even
hold
ketchup?
On, we'll get to the ketchup.
I don't
we
like
get,
ketchup.
We will get to the ketchup. We will get to the ketchup.
Hey,
because that's
you?
A whole
hey,
category.
Hey, who are you? Oh, hey.
So, dude.
Hot dogs.
Hey, Avon.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much.
Can you guys hear us out there?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're just
you're not having a good enough time.
Yeah, we're not. All right.
Later, guys.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
That was Avon.
He's cool.
He's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. All right,
so back to the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Back to the hot dogs.
Do apply condiments in the following order. Wet condiments like mustard and chili first, followed by chunky condiments like relish, onions, followed by shredded cheese, then spices.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't put
any. I can get
behind
that.
That
makes
sense.
I can get behind that.
Yins like chili dogs.
Yins.
No, I don't like chili.
Oh, I love chili.
All right, chili for me. I gotta go to my next image. I screenshot of this whole article.
Nope.
All right, don't be too hoity-toity with your buns.
What does that mean?
What's that mean?
I don't know. Sesame seed, poppy seed, and plain buns with hot dogs are fine. Sun-dried tomato or basic buns are considered gosh. Likewise, skip the cloth napkins in the china. Paper is preferable.
Oh, I think they're saying don't be too fancy with your hot dogs.
Yeah.
They're just hot dogs.
Just sesame,
just
poppy
dogs.
Seed, and a regular don't. No sun-dried tomato buns. Okay.
That's interesting. I've never heard of that. I just get normal buns.
We're not the Trumps. Only sun-dried tomato buns. We're not fancy here. All right. Do eat the hot dogs with your hands.
How
hot
else
dogs
would
on
you
buns
eat?
With your hands. Yeah. Utensils are forbidden.
How? Why would you?
Forbidden.
Forbidden. Forbidden.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Don't take more than 5 bites to finish a hot dog, unless it's a foot long wiener, for which 7 bites are acceptable. They give you an extra 2 bites.
For a whole foot long. I feel like
I'd get a hot dog with 5 bites.
We should have brought hot dogs and let's make a try.
We should have hot dogs in the calf. Yeah. Those hot dogs are bigger though. Alright. This one's a little weird, I thought. Do close your eyes and hold your ears if you're a Pittsburgher.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Close your eyes.
You're a Pittsburgher, you should know.
If I had to hold my ears.
And eat your hot dog. I don't get it.
That's weird.
That's really weird.
You ever did it before?
No.
Any Pittsburghers out there?
That's
what does that mean? What about Jim?
Jim, I have,
you know,
a request for a backup song in a minute.
Do I know
background
what
song?
What was it?
What was
close
it?
Your eyes and hold your ears? Did it have any description?
No. It says, do close your eyes and hold your ears if you're a Pittsburgher.
What does that mean?
Close your eyes and close your ears.
Hold your ears.
How do you close your ears, Jim?
I don't know.
Jim.
Excuse me.
How?
I don't. Who wrote this? Can we, like, contact them and be like, what did you mean?
I'm trying to search if anything like a Google search will help me here. Song.
I don't know. The song we're listening to is by the motion soundtrack to The Gladiator.
We
are free.
When we talk about the Pirates in a minute, we gotta play New Pirates Generation.
Oh, you're obsessed with that song.
Okay, sure. I don't know if Spotify has it, but we'll try it.
YouTube has it.
YouTube it. I'm sorry.
Come on, Jim.
Okay. So did you figure out about the whatchamacallit?
So what's your favorite topping on the hot dog?
Lesson is just good. It takes me to the hot dog.
Mine?
Sure.
It would definitely be ketchup and onions. I love that.
Yes.
No.
I'm not a mustard guy. Like, I don't really
like
mustard.
I like mustard and onions.
I like honey mustard,
onions.
But not actual mustard.
Oh,
but honey
dog.
Mustard on the hot dog would be gross.
No, I wouldn't eat it on the hot dog.
I'm just saying.
We just had this conversation.
Yeah, we did just have this conversation.
I wasn't really paying attention.
The song. No, that's not the same song. I can't find it.
How do you feel about grilled cheese and ketchup?
Ew.
Yeah.
Have you ever dunked your grilled cheese in ketchup?
No.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
You should try it. It's really good.
Tomato soup?
It's like thick
soup. Have you had Wheatley's grilled cheese and had the tomato soup and dipped it in there?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Oh,
amazing.
So
what's the
like
difference?
Tomatoes.
Can you tell me,
wait, just because you don't like tomatoes, you can still like tomato soup. It's a different taste.
I've never had it because I don't like tomatoes.
I only get the Wheatley's grilled cheese with the tomato soup.
That's so good.
I don't have any classes
it's
in Wheatley.
So good.
Wheatley's
so
grilled
good.
Cheese is good.
Even better with
their
the tomato
soup.
Okay.
Really red.
Next time I get it, I will get the tomato soup.
Oh my god, it's so good.
I will try it.
Let's go to Wheatley right after this.
That's so far.
I'm not going to Wheatley after this.
Oh, Jim's a little lazy today, huh? You called me lazy for not going to Wheatley yesterday.
Yeah, no, I did because you were already halfway there. You were in Hale.
Yeah.
Well, I was not in Hale yesterday.
Oh, where were you?
Oh, I was here, but yeah.
But you were lazy. I mean, you could have made it.
But why would I go to that?
Because you were supporting fellow students.
You weren't in it. If you were in it, I would have went.
Wow, okay.
Cute.
I had to take a shower. You don't want to smell me.
Yeah, you did smell pretty bad.
That's gross, Ian.
You did smell.
Wait,
you went to class
with no shower?
Well, I showered the day before, usually.
He did smell pretty bad.
I sometimes shower at night, but I didn't shower at night. That night.
Dude, I shower every morning just because I can't.
I showered this morning.
Yeah, I feel
if
gross.
I don't shower,
yeah.
If I shower at night, I'm fine. But like tonight, like I took a shower yesterday afternoon, I took a shower this morning.
Wow, just wasting the water, are we?
I'll pay for it.
Alright, so, what's the next,
Pirates.
Pirates, alright, hold on.
I don't know anything about the Pirates. Wait, they have crab fries, though.
Alright, so wait, is this a three, this is a new Pirate Generation, that's a song?
Yeah.
Aren't they good?
Alright.
I don't like them.
What? Have you ever had them?
No.
All right. The Buccos are 5-1.
So?
Is this the right
song? Why both songs?
There's two things playing at once.
Jim, pick one.
I don't want to pick one, all right?
Okay.
I like both of them.
Buccos are 5-1.
Yeah.
So?
For what people expected them this year, 6 games in, they very well could have been 2-4 right now.
Or 0-5.
Well, 6 games, so 0-6.
It's only 6 games in.
Yeah.
But being 5-1 right now, though, is really, like, no one really saw this necessarily coming.
Yeah, no kidding.
Doesn't matter who they play, they won.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't matter who
they
play. Because the perfect example, the Steelers, they say they beat the Browns. People don't say, oh, well, they should have beat the Browns. No.
Yes, they do.
You sure?
They do say that.
No.
Yes.
But yeah, but they don't make an excuse to why not. It's why it's not a good win. Like, if the Steelers would win 35-0 over the Browns, and the Pirates win 10-0, everybody would say, well, they should beat the worst team 10-0. But if the Steelers, but they don't say that, but the Steelers should have won. Yeah, they should have, but they don't use it as a negative.
I don't know what you're
people
saying.
People turn it as a negative.
What are you saying? You know, the Pirates are going to make the playoffs?
I think they'll finish above 500. They have a chance to put above 500, I think. I think they have a chance to be in the playoff contention. I don't think they'll get to it because I think just the fatigue will set in towards the end of the season, but I think they'll do better than what most people predicted of them.
Nice.
I think they get into the 80s win range.
But do they make the playoffs?
I think it strictly depends what other teams do. Because if the Cubs and the Cardinals and Nationals have great seasons, it's going to be tough. But if other teams not perform as well, I think the Pirates could necessarily sneak in there. Wild card spot.
Wow.
But
they're not going to bleed Bleacher Report and win 69 games. I think they'll do way better than that.
Of course
they do. I did not bring it up just because it was 69. That's literally the worst prediction I saw of them. Everybody else has them around 75, 77. They have them in the 70 range.
Okay, I have a question. Should Pittsburgh treat this as we've won the World Series, we're 5-1? Is this the best start in Pirates history?
It's one of the best.
In the last 10 years?
It's one of the better starts in recent years, yes.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, should Pittsburgh be excited about this, or should it be like...
No, but it should...
Oh,
should
no, okay.
But people should give them more credit than they deserve, because people are still a bit, they're 5-1, who cares? Well, they were one, the only undefeated team heading into Wednesday's match.
That is true, that is true.
And let's see if the standings, let's see, you know, how many teams where we're at right now. I mean, it's 6 games in of a 162-game schedule. I get that. But I like a good start.
Well,
I mean,
I think
a quality good start. No standings
good
available.
Good start,
target. So, and they're playing the Reds this week, and they're 1-4. Okay, but like,
they should kill them.
Here's the thing, though: the first 2 weeks of the schedule, weak. I'll admit that. Take advantage, get yourselves ahead, because you have the Cubs next, but then you have the Marlins after that.
How are the Cubs doing?
You can very well put yourself in a situation where you can lose one. You can only win one game out of those series, because then you have the Marlins.
So you don't really have faith in them
for
then.
You. I do, but the Cubs are the Cubs. The Cubs are the Cubs. We're not going to compare the Pirates and the Cubs.
But they don't have
Arrieta.
They don't have Arrieta.
But they don't need Arrieta. Arrieta wasn't even great for them last year. Arrieta had a down year last year.
Oh, right. All right. Still
Arrieta
better than
wasn't even that
that's
great
for
him. Was he at Philly?
What? He didn't do anything for them last
year. Is he in Philly?
Yeah, he went to Philly.
Oh. Okay. Well,
I think it's good that they're winning these games against these not, like,
Atlanta's
well-done
too, that's...
teams or, like, good teams right now, so they give it kind of builds their confidence up.
And
yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, it also gives them a cushion.
The Cubs are 3-3. Milwaukee's 4-3. I believe Milwaukee had a big win over the Cubs last night.
Now, do you think the reason they're doing so well this year is because there was the shakeup with all the trades in the offseason? Because I personally think that the McCutchen trade, they were like McCutcheon, he was being relied on way too much, and they were like, oh, he's gonna just hit a home run every
next
time he's up.
I think it puts a lot of more pressure on Polanco
and it seems like they're stepping up, and that's what I kind of like.
Polanco's off.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Bell's hopefully gonna have a 30 plus home run season.
I think all the news they heard about in the offseason, how they're not gonna do well and everything, kind of motivated them.
Right, like
they're playing with a chip on their shoulder,
which
they're gonna prove the haters wrong.
You don't need
a star-studded pitching rotation.
Any pitching rotation at this point because
our bullpen's not terrible.
What do you mean they're not terrible?
I mean, not terrible. The bullpen is terrible, but the starters aren't terrible.
No, the
starters
are fine.
Doing well right now. You don't have to go out and sign a $400 million player to a contract and be good like teams do. I mean, the Pirates will never ever do that. Unless we maybe get some new owners in there, but that's not going to happen. But I'm okay with that, though. It's just you don't have to have – and if you look to take people like – they look at – like I don't know how you can look at Marte, Polanco, Bell and say you don't have a good lineup. When those three guys are in there, they can do some damage offensively.
Yeah.
I mean, Colin Moran, he's – you mean, a third base. We'll see if he –
We'll see
the changes they make to third base. He doesn't have much range, but
still on the subject.
He can hit the ball. Corey Dickerson hasn't played the outfield because he was a DH in Tampa. And he only hit .217 after the All-Star break last year, so we'll see if he can get himself into a groove. Josh Harrison, I think, will be productive. I mean, Cervelli's playing all right so far. Jordy Mercer, I'm not a big fan of Mercy, but...
Frazier.
I'd rather have Frazier in there.
Me too.
That shortstop.
I like Freeze. Don't ask me why.
Yeah, Freeze or something. They're giving more games to Moran, but Freeze will have to prove himself.
But that was the thing. Like, he can hit the ball, but his fielding needs work.
Moran?
He's
young. It's only second year in the majors.
I understand that, but, like, I'm expecting a little more. I mean,
they should work him more towards the line.
Well, right, that's the problem, is they have him shifted so far over that, like, it's like, well, he's not fast enough to get to the ball. He's not Marte.
I mean, the point of a shift is the
I understand that.
The guy's not going to hit it to the third.
Yeah, well, they always do.
It
seems like every time they shift it, they do.
You just got to purposely, that's the goal, is to purposely put it over there. But you only shift the players that don't go oppo.
Oppo?
Opposite field. Right-handers will always sit to the right side.
Right.
Lefty. So, like, Bell. You put the shift on Bell because you know where he's going to hit it.
Yeah.
Most likely. It's tendency. It's scouting. But I think the shift is overused nowadays. I think every player you can probably put a shift on. It was cool when, like, they did it to a few players once in a while. Then it just caught on that, like, hey, the shift is very, very useful, but I just think it's overused.
I get that.
But yeah, I mean, it's going to be exciting to see how this team can continue. I mean, yeah, they're going to have four-game losing streaks, but if they can bounce back, that was the problem last year, they would go on four-game losing streaks, but they would bounce back with two. Well, you're going to have a two-game winning streak. Well, you're going to fall behind when that happens. But I think if they can answer back to a four-game winning streak or a three-game winning streak and answer back a little bit. And the big thing is you got to win series. I mean, you don't have to win. You don't have to sweep. But you got to win two games, two out of three, three out of four. Even two out of four would be decent. And just not fall behind. You know, you can't lose. You can't go on a four-game losing streak, win one or two games, and go on another three-game losing streak. You got to keep it, foot on the gas pedal when you start winning. And I think they bounced back last week. Wednesday's game was not great. Drop balls, the weather could say play a factor in it, but they came back last night and they won 5-2 against the Reds. I mean, I think that's, a good sign of this young team. And I don't even call them that young. The bullpen is, they're young, but it's kind of hard to call Polanco and Marte young, especially Marte.
Right.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a fun year. I think them playing with a chip on their shoulder is definitely going to...
Right.
And I think what else, other good is, a lot of people thought that Trevor Williams had a good outing. And they, why would you pull him when doubleheader, your bullpen's struggling? Why would you pull him at 68 pitches? And Hurdle said because he wasn't pitching good. It wasn't a good outing for him. Yeah, he had a no-hitter, but I think that's a good mindset because he also walked five guys on 68 pitches. And I think that's a good mindset is not to let these guys get it and make them like think they're having a good game. You know, if your coach says, hey, you threw a no-hitter through six, but it wasn't your best outing, I think that makes Trevor want to go out and be even better. And I think that's a good mindset for a Hurdle to have and the coaching staff to have.
Right.
But especially with a pitcher only, you know, no-hitter, yeah, he's gonna feel on top of the world. He's going to, you know, 1-0 game offense not there, but he was able to step up. And so he also put five guys off base via the walk. So it means he got out of those jams. He didn't let, you know, that turn into runs for the Tigers. But I think having the mindset, you know what, you throw a no-hitter, but that wasn't your best performance. I think that's good. You know, you don't praise him. You make him work harder, and we'll see how he comes up next in his next outing.
I think just motivating your guys every day and, you know, not listening to the outside world, like the critics and stuff. Just, you know, focus on playing.
Yeah.
Focus on what you can do to improve. And then I think so far they've been doing that.
If I was Hurdle, I'd say I'd recommend no social media for the guy. No, stay off the media because the media can get you down quicker than you can say. So I think
if he's playing like this, the media is going to be on their side.
But the haters are still going to be out there. But
yeah,
they're going to
like
out.
A young season,
yeah.
So.
It is. Yeah.
Haters
will find something every game. They'll be like, "Well,
We're just starting.
Oh, okay, like you haven't played any of the big boys yet. Well, I'm interested to see how they play Chicago next week, though.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. All right, so we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, I think we have a quiz about Jocelyn.
Yeah, it's our time to do the quiz.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
No, Ryan. No. Yeah. No, Elvie's eyes.
What was that?
You guys finished? No.
No.
Sorry. For a second, I thought you had to take your headphones
off. No, we're in break. Oh, yeah,
it's real. I don't know, are you? I don't know how to get this into the studio.
This is an
amateur hour.
Take my shoes off.
What's the next song you want to play? Maybe we just want a one song break.
We can do two.
Okay, what do you want?
Wrecking Ball.
No. Does it have swear words in it?
No, I don't know.
It's a clean version.
I don't know. It's on Spotify. Oh, it doesn't say explicit, so I think it's clean, right?
I don't know.
We'll find out Dakota. He's my favorite.
Justin emailed me. Yay.
Of course, Jeff's my favorite person, and you guys are my favorite people, but Dakota.
Well, wow, he did this in, like, huge text. Look at how big this is.
Whoa.
Holy moly.
I like your snap.
William Judson. Judson.
Yeah, Johnson.
I looked at it quickly.
We're on for next week. Shoot for 6:30 to network. Call or text me with questions. You can Google this guy behind your TV.
What's that for?
It's for class.
It's like graphic design?
No, it's for producing and writing a documentary.
Oh, was it the guy from CNN?
I don't know.
No, there's graphic design guy from CNN coming
up. No, but like the Indiana Jones snap, that was great. Ugh. Because he looks like Indiana Jones. I can't help it. Should I go to class today? Okay, I have to because I was stuck in an elevator with him the other day.
Oh, I have to.
No, I have to.
Where should I meet you at? After about 3.
Probably the newsroom.
I gotta go put jeans on if that's.
I'm gonna text him actually.
I have a tight like CSN shirt. It's black.
So what song do we want next? Wrecking Ball?
I don't care.
Yeah.
That was the first song.
It's gonna be a The Climb? That's a good song.
That's a great song.
Okay, that's a good song.
They're gonna be like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? He's playing Miley Cyrus.
Are we muted?
Yeah. No! I thought I would just swear on air. Thought it'd be a fun time. We're tying into CNN.
You've done it before.
I have done. Ah, shit! Why did Ryan come in here? He goes, are you guys done?
I thought we were done.
But, like, why?
Still? Why would you still
help us clean? Like, help us, like, save it or something?
Oh, yeah, that's
he
probably
was extra annoying this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know, but he was nice because he helped us, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Dolores.
Man, last week, I can't believe this is end of week 12.
Shut up.
Why?
Because after this semester, I'm not have any friends.
They're still here.
Bitch!
Still going to the newsroom.
Yeah, I will. No, nope, we want the climb. We don't want that song. I don't know what that song was, but...
On Disney, Sing It, this is my favorite song.
What background song do we want?
Oh, you did the what's
intense.
That? Intense one. Look
something
like intense.
Just like intense instrument.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, pressure's on you for this one.
I couldn't even think
you
of any questions.
You can't lose
thoughts. These aren't even good questions.
Use
but
the ones
I don't
that
know
we did.
What
like
were
just,
they?
Like the basic, like, favorite food, favorite singer, artist, favorite color, favorite book, favorite class, favorite parents' names, of which I don't know.
10's enough.
What are your parents' names?
Steven and Denise. It's not a
Steven
question.
Steven and who?
Denise. It's not a
my
question.
My dad's name's Steven. How's he spell it?
With a B.
Oh.
How does he spell it? P-H.
My dad goes, that's not the wrong way to spell it. He gets rolling through. People go, Stephanie? He goes, how's that? Like,
how?
Steven. Like, Stephen, I understand.
Stephen, yeah,
but
Stephanie?
But, like,
no.
Yeah, Stephanie.
All right, we have 2-hour epic uplifting music mix. Great. That's what we're going to use. Man, look at me.
Just Snapchat me your things because I don't have service.
Okay. I don't know why I did that.
Why either? Oh, shit.
Yes, ma'am. Just be all proper about it.